It is Music Fire Adele with Oh My God. We also checked out Rihanna, also billionaire, with Kiss It Better, expecting her second lighting, wasn't it? Rihanna was.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a second.
I was actually like, let me just keep it so that it's awkward. And you're like, wait, I think I read something somewhere. Yes.
Come on, I'm not that bad with entertainment news. Okay.
Yeah,
baby. Very, nice stuff. And it's, man, it's music all around. If you just joined us, thank you so much for choosing us and Namibia's Heart and Soul. We are about to help you with a conversation that is going to blow your way on Monday morning.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a conversation with Nikki Gomez. Now, Nikki is the Southern Central African brand ambassador for Shivas. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Shivas Regal.
What he said. Valentine's and the Glenlivet Whiskey. And I had the pleasure of having a conversation with her. She was in the country not so long ago. And seeing that bushfire is also just around the corner, and everybody on the streets is talking about Shivas, and especially Valentine's.
Yeah.
This is definitely one to just pick her brain and really get to know her. Because she's the one that handles the brand in terms of, like, if you see, like, I remember it was on Friday, it was a big deal, by the way, partner. So the who's of Vintook were at the Taste on Friday evening.
Nice.
And they partnered up with Shivas Regal, obviously. And it was like, you know, come dressed fine in all black. And they did. So events like that are because Nikki has given the go-ahead.
The go-ahead.
Basically.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, let's hear her story.
Good morning, Nikki. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am fantastic. What about you?
I am good. Okay, so quickly tell us, what has been the highlight of your time here in Namibia? It's not your first time being in Namibia, is it?
It is my first time, actually.
Oh, tell us about the highlight of just being here.
I think it's the people. I would say it's definitely the people. I'm also feeling extremely... What I love about Namibia already is the fact that I can be extremely safe. The opportunity to be creative and to do the things that I have been wanting to do in other countries but can't due to safety reasons. Namibia has given me that opportunity to just think outside the box, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what it is that I'm talking about.
I hear you. So if you had to tell us or break it down for us, maybe just two words right now, who Nikki Gomez is, what would those two words be?
Two words, because I can think of a million.
Yeah, two
loud.
That just best describe you. Okay, so we have loud.
And ridiculously ambitious. I'm very ambitious. So, I mean, I see such a good future ahead of not only myself, not only Perno, but also just my brands in general. And I'm really here to disrupt the market.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'd like to use is I am a stereotype breaker.
That's how you make history, by the way, instead of just conforming to what it is that has been made to seem normal for so long. So if you could share with us what your starting point is in terms of your career, where you started off, where you grew this passion to be in the space where you are right now, and maybe your educational starting point as well.
Okay, so I actually started working when I was 17. So I graduated from high school when I was 17. Instead of just expecting my parents to, like, pay for everything, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna go work for a restaurant. I wanna be a waitress. So I was waitressing while I was at varsity. I went to Monash University first to study public health. And then, throughout my studying years, I was a waitress. And then afterwards, I was a promoter. I started becoming a promoter for the fiber internet industry in South Africa. Then from that, after a year, I got scouted by an actual fiber internet company. And I grew from being a sales agent to a business development manager. And I did that for 6 years. However, in between, I also, what I would say is that I'm extremely ambitious. I don't like sitting down. And if I feel I'm getting into a stagnant
space in your life,
I need to get something else that will excite me. So whilst I was still working for Vox, that's the company.
I
also decided to do recruitment.
Okay.
So supply chain recruitment.
Mm.
However, I've always been a person that loves, you know, parties, making people happy.
Happy, yeah. In case you just joined us, we are speaking to Nikki Gomez, and she is the brand ambassador for Ballantine's in the SADC region. So let me just say, you have quite an exciting job, because I would do anything to have a traveling job. I know it's exhausting, but it's definitely exciting. So being the brand ambassador for Ballantine's, especially in the SADC region, but what would you say are some of the different things that you have picked up from the different regions that you visit on a regular, especially how the markets respond to your products or the brands that you actually represent?
One thing I noticed, Zambia, very close to South Africa in terms of how much liquor they drink.
Yes.
I can tell you that. I feel like there's not a day where there isn't a party happening and it's completely packed, which is something I sort of appreciate. People are enjoying their lives. And so what I've noticed, for example, in Botswana, people are very open, very free, very calm. It's the same thing. I feel like Botswana and Namibia are very, very similar.
Very similar in so many ways. Yeah, true that.
Mm. Mm. And what I love about both countries is that I feel extremely safe.
Mm.
So, and then there's Zim as well. Zim, the people are, I've never gotten along with a group of people as much as Zimbabweans.
Mm.
And just, I just want to mention, like, they must learn how to go home.
The party is done.
Yes, the party is done. And I mean, there's so many other countries that I've been to. I also do Angola, Mozambique,
where I
present my whiskeys in Portuguese.
Yes.
But yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you have faced in this industry, especially as a woman?
Okay, so the reason why I even had to sigh like that is because I have encountered a lot of difficult people. And difficult people being, you know, you have a certain mindset about what a woman should be doing. And that for me is just utter nonsense. And most of those comments will absolutely come from men. And perhaps another challenge is just how much people, you know, drink irresponsibly.
Okay, so so we have a presenter on Fresh FM. His name is Nande, and he's a mixologist himself, and he's actually you've met him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes,
he was mixing with me last night.
Yes, he's brilliant. Hey, so if you also have other people who are listening right now to this conversation and they're inspired, especially women, and they want to step into this space as well, you know, take up space and own it and so forth, what advice would you give to them? Maybe this could be advice that someone in the beginning of your career gave to you. It stuck with you, pushed you to where you are. What would that be?
Don't ever let anybody dictate what you should and should not be doing with your life. And don't ever be discouraged, as well as never doubt your potential. Never ever doubt your potential. So basically, I want to tell the woman out there, like, just have confidence within what you can do.
Nikki, thank you so much for your time, honestly. Thank you for sharing your story. You are truly a breath of fresh air, honestly.
Thank you.
This is Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM.
For December, whenever, wherever,
wherever you are, wherever you at, you are tuned in to Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
Crystal Gold's